Serling. You're listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Keith Walker's spine-tingling tale of the supernatural. The Strange Odyssey of Sandy Mitchell. Starring Nick Sargent. In a Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by Dial Soap, Monroe Shock Absorbers, Camphophonique, the makers of Kodak cameras, and Breck Shampoo. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
Maybe your car should be two cars, one for everyday driving and another for heavy loads like carpools or towing trailers. The Monroe MaxAir Air Adjustable Shock Absorber supports you on a column of air, and it's infinitely adjustable for the lightest loads to the heaviest. It's like having two cars in one. So see your Monroe dealer and ride the air. Monroe MaxAir Air Adjustable Shock Absorbers.
Monroe Automatic Ride Control.
Now that you got rid of the mosquito...
Darn mosquito really bit me.
Here's how to get rid of the stinging pain and itch.
How?
With Camphophonique. That awful itch is caused by fluid mosquitoes inject under your skin. The penetrating action of Camphophonique gets to the cause to stop the itch. Protects against infection from scratching, too.
That Camphophonique really works.
Camphophonique relieves the sting and stops the itch instantly. Camphophonique.
You're about to meet two people. One of them will be dead soon. Our story concerns Sandy Mitchell, young, vibrant, on the verge of life. The other is Worth McClendon. He's tired of life. It has nothing left for him. Except, perhaps, Sandy Mitchell.
Hey, Sandy, come on! Quit staring at the ocean and play!
What? Oh... Okay, Stanley Ward, but don't say I didn't warn you. I'm the Billie Jean King of volleyball. My serve. Terrific. First serve, and it's in the water. I'll get it.
Hey, don't bear counting on the point.
Sandy, you awake, sweetheart?
Hi, Mom. Come on in.
Oh, Sandy, I'm sorry. Do you hurt?
Hey, don't tear up. I'm fine. Just a little weak in the knees.
I've been with Dr. Sherman. He says you just collapsed.
Yep, plunked down like a zinc penny. All of a sudden, it was a very strange feeling.
You know, don't you?
I've always known. It's the bones, right?
The doctor doesn't say for sure, but... It's serious. The test...
It's all right, Mom.
It's just that ever since your father died, things have fallen apart.
Dad died at peace with himself. I will, too, when my time comes. But you know what I want to do with the time I've got? I want to see my country.
But... Sandy, I don't... I mean... Well, it seems better if you were to come... Okay. I know what that look means.
Boy, I never could fool you. So it's okay?
If the doctor says you can, then it's okay.
Oh, he will. I know just what he'll say. To the day.
You sound so sure. Oh, Sandy, I love you so...
Express now boarding gate 12.
Come on, Mom, hurry or I'll miss the bus.
You'll write, won't you? Tell me all the things you see.
Oh, every day, twice when I see too much.
And come home. You'll do that, won't you? In time.
I don't know. I'll try to, Mom.
I love you.
Dear Mom, day three. The country is incredible and worth the trip. Which, speaking of, I met a lovely man named Worth. Worth McClendon. A sweet, sad person who got on in Denver this afternoon.
Private to your mom, or can I see?
Well, maybe I'll give you a copy when we get to San Francisco.
San Francisco. It should be the Golden City, shouldn't it?
It can be. If it's at the end of your rainbow, Worth.
Sandy, under that girl exterior lies the heart of a philosopher.
No wonder here is just a giant hunger pang.
When we get into Salt Lake in the morning, I'll buy you a giant breakfast.
Wish, oh wish, the night would go away and part the curtain for just one more day.
Hey, that's sad. I thought you were supposed to cheer me up.
Right. Mustn't mope or be the dope. Old saying of old boyfriends.
Was he nice, or is that what you're running away from?
Oh, I'm not. I'm running, too. And what about you? What are you running from, Worth McClendon?
Fear? Tomorrow? Myself? Check one or all of the above?
Hey, look, we must really be high on the mountains. It's snowing.
Hey, Vicky, come here.
Hey, Pop, I'm trying to sleep over here.
All right, you two kids, get in your seats or I'll put you off at the next town.
Hey, driver, take it easy.
Pay attention to me.
The road sure seems slippery with all the snow coming down.
No, don't be concerned. Nothing happens on these runs. The driver's probably been through 100 times. Oh, what the hell?
Be at peace, Rick. Don't worry.
Oh, my... Look out!
Sandy, where are you?
Hey, mister, help me. I'm trapped.
Sandy? Oh, my God! Sandy!
When we tell you Gold Formula Breck is the only leading shampoo that isn't mostly detergent, we're not putting you on. But because so many people have written to thank us for Breck, we decided to put some of them on. Nancy Michalowski of Justice, Illinois, you're on.
Dear Breck, whenever I wash my hair with Breck, the next day at school, kids ask me what kind of shampoo do you use, because it is real shiny. I like your product very much. Thank you.
Gold Formula Breck. It has far less detergent, far more natural ingredients than any leading shampoo. And that's no put-on. And here's something else that's no put-on. Right now, the Breck people have a very special offer for you. Because right now, it's Breck season. The sun and wind and water season when you depend on Breck protection for your hair. So to help you stock up, Breck will give you a $2 refund when you buy any three different Breck products. For details on how to get your $2 refund, just look for the colorful Breck season display at participating stores. There you'll find everything you need to keep your hair looking great all Breck season long. Offer void where prohibited by law.
Artie, where are you? It's so dark.
Someone, help me.
Yeah, I'm coming. Hold on.
Mister, I think I'm trapped under something.
Oh, please. Won't someone help me? Oh, God, with pain.
Oh, miss, where are you?
Leave her. I'm dying. You gotta get me out.
Just shut up, Paul. I'll get you out in a second. Miss?
Is that your hand?
Grab hold, miss. I'll try to pull you free.
I'm so cold.
I know. Don't worry. We'll get out of here. Sandy, where are you?
The seat's moving. I can't move my arms.
Oh, easy, miss. I think the bus is on its top, but most of the windows are broken. I'll shove you and you wiggle out, okay?
Okay.
Try and get up near the trees.
Oh, God.
Now, me. Come on. The fire is getting bigger.
All right, I see. Hold on. Sandy, where are you? Artie, right? Okay. Well, let me ship the seat.
Get this old bag off me. She's dead.
Okay. Now, get out the window. Come on, move.
This way, Artie. On the riverbank up here.
Come in.
Come on, mister. You gotta get out of there. The fire's getting bigger.
Maybe this is the time, Worth. Maybe you should give it up.
No, you can't.
Sandy, where were you?
I'm here now. Come on, we must get out. The fire will reach us.
What about the rest of the passengers?
All dead, including the driver. Worth, what's wrong with your leg?
Broken, I think.
Here, put your arm around my shoulder. Good. Now through the window.
Here. We're up here.
Look at all the luggage. Better grab some. We'll need the clothing.
Give us a hand up, please.
Oh. Everybody get down.
Never saw a bus blow before.
Are you scared?
So am I, Vicky. What do we do now, mister? You think anybody heard the crash?
Maybe. Although, to be truthful, I don't think so. We're miles from anything, with all this snow coming down.
You mean no one's going to come and get us?
No, I'm going to have to go for help.
You can't, Sandy. You don't even know where we are.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. By morning, somebody will come.
Or if they won't, I know.
How?
Well, the snow forecast. It'll probably close the roads.
Well, then Artie should be the one. With this leg, I'm sorry, I don't think I'd get very far.
Not me. I ain't moving from this spot.
What was that?
That's all we need. Quick, we must build a fire. Artie and Vicky, get branches, whatever's dry.
I'll get a couple of the suitcases. We'll need warm clothes. And worse, in the morning, I'll go for help.
We'll talk about it then. First, let's get a fire going.
If you're not careful, you're going to find a reason to go on living.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't that be...
Worth, I'm going now.
What? Who said he can't? Maybe help will come.
I don't think so. Anyway, wish me luck and stay off that leg. I put a temporary splint on it while you were asleep.
Well, wait. Do you know where to head?
I think so.
Maybe I should wake Artie?
Oh, no. Better he stays quiet. He'd just get in the way. See you soon.
Be careful.
I will.
Artie, wake up.
What?
You're dreaming.
What's wrong?
Hey, let me go.
You were having bad dreams.
God, this is a bad dream. It really happened.
Yes, but Sandy's gone for help. So I want you to get some more wood for the fire.
Wood. And more wood. Oh, I'm not some beast of burden.
Artie, get the wood.
All right.
What was that?
Just snow moving, I think.
Mr. McClendon, will we ever get out of here?
I think so. Sandy seemed very sure we would.
Oh!
Artie, get back here, quick!
The mountain's coming down.
Under that overhang. Artie, the overhang! Hey, Vicky, help me. I think Artie made it. We'll have to dig him out.
Where? I don't remember where.
Here, I think. Over here. Oh. Look, there's a corner of his coat. Quick, dig.
Oh, Artie. Alive.
Yeah, just knocked out. Well, let's get him back to the fire.
Oh, he's gonna be all right. We're gonna get out. I know it now.
I think so, Vicky. I think we will.
Aren't you glad?
Glad is what happens when you use Dial soap. It starts right out with a clean, fresh scent that's like nothing else. To get you going clean and fresh.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad?
Dial washes away the cause of odor on your skin. You just can't buy a better deodorant soap than Dial. And that's saying something.
trudging through the snow for 7 hours. Great fun. Glad you're not here. Love, Sandy. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello? Oh, anybody, can you hear me? Please don't start. You'll never hear me. Hello?
Who's there?
Where are you? Oh!
Now, you hold on. I'm coming. Holler out so as I can find you.
Here, I fell. Over here.
Oh. What the hell are you doing out here?
Have you got a telephone? There's been a bus accident. I've got to get help.
Doc, got here as soon as I could. Where's the lady?
Here. Can we go right away?
Oh, miss, I'm a little bit worried about the weather and the light.
Oh, nonsense, Seaton. Now, you get your wily ass in the air. People might be dying out there.
I think I can show you where the bus went over. Oh, please.
Okay, come on, hop aboard. Now, Duff, if we get them out, I'll let you know. I'll take them up to the ranger station. How many, miss?
Three.
Not here, but up on the ridge, maybe, if there's enough light.
Stay where you are. We are coming down.
Worth, you okay?
Sandy, yes, we're over here.
It's starting to snow again. Can they fly in snow?
I don't know, Vicky.
Sir,
young lady, you okay?
Oh.
Yes, except for our friend here. He took a nasty cut on the head in an avalanche.
You think we can get him out?
I bought some blankets and food. Yes, I think we can take him out of here. There's enough light for one trip. But I'm afraid with this snow, it'll be impossible for me to get back in before morning.
Well, we can manage. As long as you can take him.
Right. Okay, come on. There's no time to waste.
I'll help you with Artie. Worth, you better get a fire going. Sandy, thank you. You saved our lives. You're welcome. But you better bundle up. It'll be a long night.
Hey. Hey, Mr. McClendon. Miss, wake up. Rise and shine. We're going home.
Oh, Worthy.
Oh, am I glad you're here?
Where's the other girl? Where's Sandy?
Right here.
Well, she was.
Sandy?
Sandy?
She was right beside me when I went to sleep. Well, maybe she's trying to find some more wood.
No, I don't think so, sir. No tracks. I'll take the chopper up and see if I can spot her. Sandy?
Sandy!
Oh, damn it. I let you talk me into flying out, but I'm not leaving this ranger station without Sandy.
Sir, we're doing all we can. Seaton flew back in to bring out more of the bodies. You should have planned.
Get out of my way!
McClendon!
Well, that's Seaton.
McClendon. Here.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. But the girl, Sandy, she's dead.
What are you talking about? She was with me last night.
Now, Seaton, you can't upset him.
Doctor, get the hell out of here or I'll beat your brains out.
Well, she can't be dead.
I don't understand. We dug around in that charred bus, and under some seats way in the rear was the girl.
No.
Trapped. I guess the seats protected her from the fire, but
what? For God's sake, go on, man.
The doctor at the crash site, he said when the bus went over the edge, she was killed. Sandy.
So there it is. He's missing all these great pictures. He needs everything.
That's amazing. Listen, I think I have exactly what you're looking for. It's a brand new thing. It's a Kodak Pocket Smile Saver.
Look at that, will you?
It has a Kodak Pocket Instant Mannequin Camera and a new camera.
It's got a case and film
and magnetic cubes.
Well, that's everything she needs.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I can't spend a lot of money on it. Tell me your hobby, your girl.
This is perfect. This is less than
$30. Oh, that's terrific. It's a complete outfit. I can't believe it.
How are you going to get this to her?
I'm going up on the roof. Like I get her everything, I'll just hand it to her as she goes by.
She goes
every
by
90 minutes.
Every 90
yeah,
minutes.
At an altitude of 38 feet.
That's
yeah.
Really
well,
low.
That liftoff was a little off. That's a good orbit. I don't know where she goes.
How she got started as an amateur astronaut.
Boy, I wish I knew. She was rewiring a house.
Now available for a limited time only. The Kodak Pocket Smile Saver Kit for less than $30. It makes
makes a smile go a long, long way.
Oh, I can't wait to see the picture she takes with it.
Splashdown is
Thursday in the pool.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
The Strange Odyssey of Sandy Mitchell is an original radio drama by Keith Walker. Dick Sargent was heard as Worth McClendon. Featured in the cast were Peggy Walker, Linda Barton, Janet Waldo, Casey Kasem, and Ben Wright. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Toulis, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman. Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Now we have the 30s and the 10s for the programs next week. Monday the 20th, White Flame Burning Bright. On Tuesday the 21st, Mind of the Beholder. For Wednesday the 22nd, Why is Ted Marcosi Driving Betty Insane? Number 23 is The Man in 211. That's 523. There's A Man in 211. And for Friday the 24th, Death is The Puppeteer. And we will give you those at regular speed in 5 seconds.
The big red-headed guy is not bright, but he's a hell of a pyromaniac, a frightening person. I'm Lyle Waggoner, and I portray the arsonist on our next Zero Hour. Tune in.
I just made a deal for you with a guy who owns a warehouse.
I don't want to work in no warehouse.
You don't have to work there. All you gotta do is burn it down.
Hi, I'm Lyle Waggoner. You just heard a fragment of a scene from White Flame Burning Bright, this station's next Zero Hour broadcast. I play the role of Big Red, a pyromaniac. For suspense and excitement, be sure to catch this chilling drama. Hi, I'm Lyle Waggoner. I'll be here as Al Peters, sheriff of a small town caught up in a furor of controversy, when the Zero Hour presents Mind of the Beholder. It's all right to listen. I'm Lyle Waggoner. I'll be here as Al Peters, sheriff of a small town visited by its most illustrious famous daughter. Listen.
Manny, I've got something to say to you.
No dialogue. The script says no dialogue.
Why don't you shut up and listen?
Sheriff, that badge don't give you the right to push people around.
Well, I'll take it off. You should be used to that.
Take it easy, Al.
Okay, Longhead.
Don't you listen to me.
Listen for Zero Hour presentation of Mind of the Beholder. This is Lyle Waggoner. In the next Zero Hour, I play Ted Marcosi in a delightful romp in the vineyards of horror. Join me in Why is Ted Marcosi Driving Aunt Sally Insane? This is Lyle Waggoner. In the next Zero Hour, I play Ted Marcosi, a thoroughly delightful fellow.
Madonna, are you alone?
Oh, Rosalind, the knight tried to kill me.
But Madonna, he's on the empty armor.
Don't contradict me. Look, his battle axe is buried in the floor.
I can't look inside. No one is in there, Madame.
But was that true? Join us for Why is Ted Marcosi Driving Aunt Sally Insane? I'm Lyle Waggoner. I'll be here as Rob Lewis, apartment manager, among other things, when the Zero Hour presents There's a Man in 211. Don't miss it. I'm Lyle Waggoner. I play Rob Lewis, a young man with a new bride, on the next Zero Hour. Vicky and I manage a new apartment building. Listen.
Rob, are you awake? Listen, someone's walking around the upstairs apartment.
Maybe our tenants have insomnia.
Honey.
What?
The Myers are in apartment 101 down the hall. The one upstairs hasn't been rented.
It's called There's a Man in 211. Listen in, won't you? This station's next zero-hour broadcast brings you a story about a mysterious backstage murder. I'm Lyle Waggoner. Join me for Death is the Puppeteer.
Excuse me, Mr. Wakefield. Mr. Granby can't come down.
Why not?
He's dead.
Oh, my. Not L.
Lieutenant Dan McBride is called in to investigate a murder that took place backstage in a theater and gets two for the price of one. I'm Lyle Waggoner, inviting you to stay tuned for Death is the Puppeteer on the Zero Hour.
And there you have the lineup of promos for next week's shows. Again, they are ordered now to be 28 seconds in length to allow you to say what time they will be coming up on your station. And, of course, some are a little less due to editing here at the network.